Happy birthday to George Harrison. Dan Shugrue's favorite Beatle. Right, Dan?
He is, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I want to give credit to the listener who informed us that today is indeed Mike. George Harrison's birthday. Mike? Thank you, Mike. It's Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. Yeah. And so that means three songs by one artist. You think this is better than my choice of Fog Hat last week?
It was fun. We got to learn a lot about fishing in the city.
That's right. Because I'm a fool for the city. So that's your favorite Beatle.
He is, yes.
Can you explain why George is your favorite?
I appreciate, you know, being the quiet, spiritual one of the group. You know, it was one of those things where, having heard the Beatles catalog younger, you know, on songs like Taxman and Something and My Guitar Gently Weeps, and then finding out later that George had written all of those,
yes,
was kind of one of those things like, huh, you know, I mean, I remember vividly, you know, hearing those songs and being impressed by them and loving them and, you know.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things like, I found out he was my favorite Beatle much later into my Beatle-liking career.
It's interesting that he wrote Taxman. There's personal reasons why he wrote it, but it's interesting why he, in my opinion, because, you know, George Harrison plays guitar, and Taxman has one of the greatest bass lines in the history of music. Like, seriously, one of the greatest bass lines in the history of music. That's a great song. Esmeralda, who's your favorite Beatle?
Oh, man. It has to probably be Paul, because I feel like John would think I'm not cool enough. Like, he just seemed like, do you know, have you ever met any of that type of person where you feel like anything you say, they're just going to think it's stupid? And you just look up to, you're like, I find you a fascinating, cool person. And I just feel like anything I say is going to be dumb.
I understand. No, I understand.
So that's how I feel, yeah. John would be. So I feel like Paul's like a really nice guy.
I'm a Paul guy too, Esmeralda. And, you know, the majority of Beatle fans, and I know you're a huge Beatles fan, majority of Beatle fans are John people.
Yeah. I love him too, but I feel like he wouldn't like me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe that's true. I just think that overall, you know, Phil Langotti was in here the other night, who sang leads in Great Moments in Vinyl, and their Tom Petty gig the other night at Martyrs, and they were in here to talk about it on Tuesday morning? Yeah, Tuesday morning. They were in on Tuesday morning to talk about it. And Phil's a big Beatles guy. That's how I met him. I met Phil like 30 years ago at Beatle Fest. And he and another guy used to be the Beatle Brothers. And he is a huge fan of the Beatles. And he picks, and this is an interesting, he splits them apart. He says John is his favorite Beatle for Beatles music, but Paul is better solo.
Mm.
That's how he gets around it. Now, I am taking all of their work in consideration, solo and with the Beatles, and I think Paul is better.
Right. And then my mom, this cracked me up. She knows nothing about music, really. Like, she just doesn't really.
Sure.
Get in there. And she just goes, I remember talking about the Beatles with her, and she just goes, that Paul one, he got more hits, didn't he? He was more popular afterwards than the other one.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Ma, he was.
Well, he did a lot more accessible music than
right.
John did.
It's like, and for the fact that my mom knows this, it's like, all right, I see.
But, you know, there's no denying the insane talent of all four of them. And I'm assuming, Esmeralda, you've seen 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember Zooey Deschanel's character, Summer, in that movie, who her favorite Beatle is?
No.
Ringo.
It is rough. Of course it is. Of course.
Do you not like that movie?
You know what? I just find she's the epitome of the manic pixie girl in that thing,
and
I just can't stand that whole thing.
Yeah. I think that movie's great, and I really like it. And but I can understand, you know. I had, you know, when New Girl started, I had no patience for it. because it was just like how quirky and like how cute and wide-eyed can she be every episode with her bangs?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I got to the point, and then it got to the point where they shifted the focus of the show to the ensemble, and then it became a very funny show.
Yeah, because they realize they're funnier.
Well, yeah, but I think she's funny. I really do. I like Zooey Deschanel.
I know,
I do.
But she probably can't. She can't hold a whole show, especially against that whole cast.
Yeah, and they're all great. They're all really, really funny. But you know, I think even the producers went, "All right, look, you know, everybody finds her really charming and really quirky and really sweet, but we can't do, you know, every show every week 30 minutes of her being quirky and funny."
Exactly.
And they did that for like the first 5 episodes, and then they started to find their ground, and now she's not even on the damn show anymore. Megan Fox is on it.
I heard about that. Yeah,
and I've not watched it yet with Megan Fox.
Yeah, but with 500 Days of Summer, I remember watching in the beginning, they're like, she in her small town, like, she read this book and then it sold out because
right.
all these guys went to, I'm like, ugh, all right. We get it. Everyone loves you.
That's funny. That's so funny, Esmeralda, because my ex-wife, we saw that movie together, and she felt the same way you did.
It's like, how cute.
She's like, enough.
Mood.
And I was, but see, I'm a guy, and it's Zooey Deschanel. You know what
right.
I mean?
So
and
so
I'm like,
you're the one in the line.
Oh man, yeah.
You're as your ex is telling you this, you're getting into that line to go buy that stupid book.
Absolutely right. And then I contemplated, is Ringo the best? No, I didn't go that far. All right. So it's George Harrison's birthday. So my triple play Thursday is going to be George Harrison, and we thank Mike for that.
Well, Bill checked in. It's also Ron Santo's birthday today.
It's Ronnie's birthday?
How about that for a twofer?
Wow. Oh, man. I didn't realize it was
quite
Ron's.
A day.
Ron's birthday. You know, my best friend growing up, Dan Long. It's his birthday today. Not Dan
what?
Long. My old producer.
Okay.
No. Here's the weird thing. When I needed a new producer, because Craig Collins used to be my producer, and when Craig was leaving to go produce another show, he did Meyer's show for. Yeah, he moved on to Gary Meyer's show. I was still working on Saturdays, and for a while. So when I first got this gig, I still had a Saturday show here. So I was working 6 nights a week. Whew. So I needed a producer, and it was suggested by Krista Flores, of all people. Krista, she's awesome. Krista said, hey, you know this guy Dan Long? I go, yeah, I know him. He's in the sports department. He's very cool. And she's like, he's great. You should see if he wants, if he's interested. And then I didn't know Dan's last name was Long. And then I said, his name is Dan Long? She said, yeah. And I said, do you know my best friend growing up when I was a kid? His name is Dan Long?
It's a sign.
And then Dan came in, sat in with Craig one night, and then I said, your last name is Long? He's like, yeah. And I said, well, you have to produce my show. And he's like, okay.
And you have a thing with the Dans.
I don't know what, yeah, I guess I get along pretty well with people named Dan. How about that? But yeah, so Dan Long, my friend Dan, I believe he would be 51 today. My best friend growing up when I was a kid.
Dan Long, Ron Santo, and George Harrison. That's a triple play Thursday right there.
Right there. I feel bad that I didn't know it was Ronnie's birthday. I knew he was born in February. I just didn't know it was today. What a jerk. I should have known that. And we could have played some Ron clips, some Pat and Ron clips this morning.
Maybe we sneak one in.
We can sneak one in, yeah.
Maybe about one that involves an actor who's nominated for an Oscar and tie it all in.
That's good. Good thinking, my friend. Yes, let's do that. Let's play The Height of Sylvester Stallone. And that... which is a spectacular Pat and Ron clip. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll play that a little bit later on. Height of Sylvester Stallone ties into the Oscars. See, this is why you're such a great producer, Dan. I never would have thought of that because I'm a lunkhead.
No, Dumont calls me to point out all of your right. great tie-ins that I've just learned. Right.
You get inspired. Yeah, I see. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break, and it is, as Dan mentioned, to tie in all of this. So, actually, you know what, Dan? Why don't we take a break, come back and play that clip, okay? And then we'll kick off the Hollywood stuff. It's Oscar week, and the Academy Awards are handed out on Sunday. I will give you my final nominees tomorrow. I will do that on my show. I will be doing that this morning, though, on Steve Cochran's show at around 6:15, 6:20. This morning, I will be on with Steve Cochran giving my predictions on who I think will win in the major categories. as I appear on Cochran's show every Tuesday and Thursday morning. But we're going to do some Oscar stuff and some movie quotes. And if you would like to join us, I'm going to throw out some movie quotes. If you can guess them, we got a few Lou Malnati's pizzas to give away. And I'm going to really throw them at Esmeralda and see how well she does. Maybe you can help Esmeralda out. That's how we'll do it, Dan, okay? I'll throw a line at Esmeralda. If she can't get it, we'll open up the phone lines and have somebody come in and see if they know. Sound good? All right, we're going to take a break. It's Ron Santo's birthday as well as George Harrison's birthday. So when we come back, we'll play the classic, one of the classic. Actually, you know what, Dan? Can we play two? Okay, good. Because we have to play the guy screaming. You know which one I'm talking about, Dan? Okay, those two is what we'll play.
Let's play two.
Let's play two. In honor of Ernie Banks as well. All right. And we just talked baseball. See this all. This is call Dumont now. Get the wing in the museum ready for us. All right. Quick break. We'll come back and play a couple of clips from Pat and Ron in honor of Ron's birthday today. And then we'll get to some Oscar and some great classic lines from Hollywood movies.
I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning.
What a great song. Good God.
Still my guitar gently weeps.
Happy birthday to George Harrison, one of the best songwriters. One of my favorite Beatles songs. It also happens to be Ron Santo's birthday, Ronnie Santo, and we thank Wild Bill for reminding us of that. And for many, many years, I did a segment on my show each Sunday night called the Pat and Ron Highlight Reel, Pat and Ron Show Highlight Reel, when Pat Hughes and Ron Santo were in the booth here at WGN. We would take all the week's classic bits from the booth and play them back each Sunday night. And as a result, I have acquired and collected hours and hours and hours of Pat and Ron clips. And we have some great stuff that we have kept as memories because Pat and Ron in the booth together was just very, very special. So we thought we'd play a couple in honor of Ronnie's birthday. This first one is from 2010, which was his final season, Ron's final season in the booth. And they get involved with a discussion about how tall Sylvester Stallone, who, by the way, I predict to win an Academy Award this weekend, about how tall Sylvester Stallone is. Now, the key to this one, I just want you all to listen to this. It's spectacular. But the key to this is just how angry Ron Santo gets. Just listen to Ron Santo and just how angry he gets and just fed up with, especially Judd. He gets so upset with Judd Surratt during this. This is great. This is Pat and Ron. Happy birthday, Ron. How tall is Sylvester Stallone?
During the commercial break, Judd Surratt and Ron Santo engaging in a lively debate regarding, of all things, the height of Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone. Ground ball to short. Glove by Ramirez. Go to second, one over to first. That's a double play. You can tell this weekend series is not having any adverse effect on this broadcast crew.
Well, you know, he came right out and he said 5'8". I says, no, he's not. He's 5'11". He's actually probably 5'10 to 5'11". And I'll give him anything under that. And we can make a nice dinner out for three or four. How's that?
Things getting a little rocky here in the booth. Here's a pitch down low for ball one to Starlin Castro. 7-3 Cubs in the eighth. How many Rocky movies has he made now? Five?
Oh, gosh. He's made Rocky movies. Just Rocky? Yeah, five, I think.
Here's the 1-0 to Castro inside. The count 2-0.
All right, I've got the official height on Sylvester Stallone.
Well, how do you have it? Explain that to me. Explain it to me.
Here's the 2-0 to Castro outside for a ball. Ronnie, you haven't lost yet. Well, you might be right.
What, you're going to go on the Internet and find it? We'll call. We'll do something.
Do you have Sylvester's phone number?
No. But I know somebody that has it.
You want to have him just stop by the booth? We're going to L.A.
Here's the 2-1 to Castro. It's in there for a strike.
All right, what's it say on the Internet?
I'll have Boltsy read it. 5'9.5" You said anything under 5'10".
So let me see now. I'm doing some mathematics in my head. Ronnie thought Sylvester Stallone was 5'11".
Yeah, but
Judge said 5'8".
Yeah.
The actual figure is 5'9.5". To me, that's right smack in the middle of you guys.
Well, thank you, Pat. But
I thought the wager was you would pay for anything below 5'10".
Did you hear me say that?
I didn't hear it.
Thank you.
Because I have to work with you. Here's a pitch low and outside to Colvin. Ball one, 1-0.
I'm going to make sure, find out. I've everybody used to say, well, he's, you know, it's almost like, who am I thinking of?
Yo, Adrian. Here's a pitch down low to Tyler Colvin.
Tom Cruise. Yeah, very good. Everybody's saying he's 5'7".
He's a pipsqueak.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Where are we going? Double or nothing on him, too?
We'll wait and see. We'll get some emails, and I'd like for somebody that really knows the hype. I'd like to hear from somebody from California, especially, somebody that knows him.
Oh, that's classic. All right, real quick, I want to get this one in. That is, of course, how do you know? How do you know?
You go to the internet?
You go to the internet? We'll call somebody. Oh, God, Ronnie. All right, happy birthday to Ron Santo. This is my favorite clip of all time. We have hours and hours and hours of clips. This one kills me. Here we go.
Pat, I got an email, but the gentleman did not. He's from Ellicott City, Maryland, and he's been a Chicagoan for 41 years, and now he's been out there for 18 years, and somebody's screaming down there. They ought to shoot him.
I was like a lead into my CDs about having somebody get shot. Here's a pitch in there for a strike. 0-1.
Well, I mean, that's idiot.
That always sparks a lot of sales.
Well,
here's the 0-1 fouled away off to the left. Go ahead, Ron.
You know, I'm up very much on edge today. I don't know what it is. I think once we win this game, I'll be fine.
It's a new marketing tool.
It is. It gets the attention of people.
It got mine. 0-2 on Fontenot. Cubs lead 3-0 here in the seventh.
Well, this gentleman who is going to be coming back to Chicago eventually, but heard us talk about the CDs, your CDs, and wanted to know how he could get a hold of one. So give him your email address.
Here's the 0-2. It's taken high by Fontenot. I'm letting a little more time elapse before I actually give the website run. 1-2 on Fontenot. Okay, I think it's safe now. It's baseballvoices.com. Baseball. Can't even say it. Here is a chopper foul right side. Go to baseballvoices.com.
Oh, gosh.
Those are commemorative tributes to baseball's greatest announcers, Harry Carey. That's the popular one for Cub fans. If you love the Cubs and you loved Harry and you like to hear highlights and you like to laugh, I think you'll love the Harry Carey CD. It's called Harry Carey, the voice of the fans, baseballvoices.com. That fan has been silenced, taken away. 1-2 on Fontenot.
Oh, my God. That is my favorite of all time. Of all time. Somebody's screaming, they ought to shoot him. And then you can hear Bolts losing it in the background. Losing it the entire time. They're trying to get through the plug, but you could just hear Bolts falling on the floor laughing.
That was amazing.
Oh, it's the best. Absolutely the funniest thing ever. And we got tons of those things. We'll bust them out soon. We should do that. We should bust out some more of those at some point. But anyway, happy birthday to the great Ron Santo, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got news, and then we'll get into some Hollywood stuff and some classic movie lines.
triple play Thursday. Yeah.
George Harrison's birthday today, so our first triple play Thursday artist, George Harrison.